Well now, boys and girls, before we have our text this morning, let me just remind you that I did have a little competition last week. And if you put your name in, and you got nearly all the names, I'm going to be very generous, you got nearly all the names of Satan in Revelation 12, well, you'll get a prize. See Mrs. Cardwell at the end of the service, in between or right at the end, and she'll give you something for your pains. Now, the names were as follows: the dragon, the old serpent, the devil, Satan, deceiver, and accuser. One wee guy got 7 names out of that, so he's going to be a preacher. It's amazing, you know, what preachers get out of scripture that no one else seems to get. But if you've got all these names, or just one less, then you have a prize to collect. And somebody gave me a very nice drawing last week. They can get a prize as well. I think it was a drawing of Jesus' tomb and the soldiers guarding it. I might be wrong in this, and I beg your pardon if I am. All right, let's turn to our text this morning and see who's going to read it for us. It's a very short one. It's Luke 15 and verse 16. So who's the clever boy or girl who's going to get it for me? Luke 15 and verse 16. Anybody up in the gallery going to get it this morning? In case you all fall asleep up there. Someone got it? Nay? All right, down here then. Luke 15, 16. Okay, sir. Sorry, I have given you the wrong chapter. It's the way I'm looking at my Bible. But you're still standing your feet. I meant Luke 14. Did I say 15? Oh, tut, tut. It's Luke 14 and 16. As soon as you said it, I knew I was wrong. You're right. Okay, Luke 14, 16. That's right. All that trouble for that wee verse. Sorry about that. I was looking at my Bible. It says Luke 15 at the top of it, and of course that was wrong. Well now, we're going to talk about a picnic. Anyone here like picnics? Put up your hand if you like. Come on, your hand up. You like a picnic? Good, so do I. I love picnics. I love picnics. Anyone else like picnics? Right. I'm not going to take you in one, by the way, so you can stick your hand up. All right. I love picnics. When I was a wee boy, I used to love when my mum just gave me a few sandwiches, a hard-boiled egg, a bottle of lemonade, and they all went into my school bag, shows how old I am, and we would go off and have a picnic. It was lovely to eat, and I still love to eat outside, as those who live with me will bear witness. And if the day is good at all, and I get the chance, I get right outside with my dinner or my tea, and sometimes even my supper. I sit in the dark, and I love to have a picnic. You'll be thinking I'm a very strange person. And so I am. I want to show you a picnic menu this morning. And I'll explain it to you. I just drew it up. It's called The Picnic. And it's a lovely menu. It says for lunch there's beef and ham with tomato and pickles. I like all of these things. And rolls and fruit flan. I love them all. Beautiful. That's for dinner. And then for tea, rolls and bananas, fruitcake. This is making me very hungry even talking about it. Fruitcake and pastries. Isn't that a lovely picnic menu? Super. And you'll notice the cost at the bottom, 7.5p. And that's good value, isn't it? Very good value. Well, I'll explain this picnic. A lady in our church sends tapes to England, so they get our tapes, and in return they send us, or they send me, their church magazine. And in their church magazine for last month, the church is in England, they were telling about a picnic they'd had. And on that picnic, they had all the things mentioned on that menu, all these lovely goodies in abundance. And the cost was 7.5. Now, there's a snag, and I'm going to put the snag in. The date of that picnic, I'm just going to put it in here. Are you patient? Right. Still waiting? Just put it in at the top. I hope you can read it. The 6th of May, 1935. 60 years ago, the Church Christian Endeavor Society went for a picnic to celebrate the jubilee of King George V and Queen Mary. And that's the kind of scrumptious picnic they had. all these lovely things to eat. And it cost them 1 and 6 per head. Now, I can't remember 1935. That was just a wee bit before I was born. But imagine getting a lovely picnic like that for 1 and 6. In fact, they told us in the magazine that they took about 200 people with them and hired a bus, and hold your breath, the overall cost was £14. Marvelous. What a wonderful feed. We don't have picnics like that nowadays. So the next time you go for a picnic, get your mum to buck up and say, where's the pickles and the beef and the ham with tomato and fruit flan? And where's the fruitcake and pastries and the rolls and bananas? And of course she'll tell you, we couldn't afford a picnic like that. That'd be very expensive. So long ago, you see, those people in that church went away, and to celebrate the Jubilee of George V and Mary, they had this marvelous, marvelous picnic. And all I could think when I read the picnic was, I hope no one was sick in the bus coming home. Because that usually happens in a picnic. Somebody eats so much, the bus has to stop, and of course we have to wait for the person. And I'm sure there would be. There would be some wee boy, there wouldn't be a wee girl, who would eat far too much beef and ham, far too many rolls and bananas. And yet, you know, our verse this morning told us of something more wonderful than that picnic. That picnic was a wonderful picnic. They couldn't forget it in that church. They remembered it for 60 years. But our verse says, a certain man made a great supper and invited many people. And you know, in that story, the Lord Jesus was actually talking about God, his Father. And he was telling the people, God, my Father, has made a great feast. And there's no picnic on earth can compare with it. It's a wonderful feast. It's a satisfying feast. It's a feast that never ends. And here's the great thing about it. It costs nothing. Not one penny. You see, I know why they printed this menu in the church magazine. Not only to tell us what they had at their picnic in 1935, but so that people would look at the price and say, what a picnic for 1 and 6. And they would all marvel at it as you marveled this morning. I could see the expression on your faces. But the marvelous thing about God's feast is it doesn't cost anything. And the sad thing is this, that many people haven't responded to the invitation. God has provided eternal life. God has provided forgiveness of sins. God has provided entrance into his presence. God has provided a home in heaven forever. And he said, come, for all things are ready. And you don't need to bring 7.5p. You don't need to bring anything, for Jesus paid the price on Calvary. So as we think of that marvelous picnic, and maybe it's made our mouths water a wee bit, at least it did mine when I read the menu, and how cheap it was, let's remember God's great feast of salvation. It costs nothing. And you and I can come to it this morning, and we can take with grateful gladness all that Jesus offers to us.